You are on 5MU. Since the global pandemic caused the music industry to grind to a halt, Adelaide's favourite Irish rapper, Abando Man, aka Rob Broderick, has been fielding calls from the world's biggest musos in need of inspiration. His show Hotline at Adelaide Fringe calls on the help of the audience to bring musical improvisation to new glorious heights. He joins me now for a chat and a little bit of an improv performance in a moment. Hi, Rob.
Hello, how are you, Jenny?
I'm really well, thank you. It must be nice to be getting out and about again, going. I mean, you're all the way on the other side of the world. Wow.
Yeah, it's exceptional. Like, so to be in any city that is this COVID safe it's magical. It's the Narnia of the globe at the moment. So yeah, I've just come from London. I left Adelaide after the Fringe last year. The venue I played was called the Corona. So the last thing I said on stage was goodbye, the Corona. And then the Corona said, I'm coming with you. So it's been a very, very weird 11 months. And then a delight to be back in a city where the main fury when I got out of lockdown was that, like, you weren't allowed to dance. There was 4 days that I was here and people were like, we can't dance. They're trying to shut us down, which I found adorable. I think there literally was like police in the gardens on the first Saturday being like, you know, the Macarena came on and pandemonium started.
Oh,
like,
no! Who let Macarena on?
I found it so adorable just because London is in such a different situation to, you know, this is amazing. Amazing how Australia and Adelaide have done.
Yeah. And I actually hear that you had COVID. Gosh, what was that like?
No fun. COVID is, as the news says, the least fun. So yeah, the kind of just after Christmas, I and many people I know, we all got it. And it was about 3 weeks of being fairly flatlined. Thankfully, not the worst of cases, definitely not the worst of cases, but still kind of knocked me out, knocked a lot of friends out for quite some time. So, even more happy to be here for those reasons. And I must say that the quarantine I loved. So I was better, obviously, when I traveled, but everybody was complaining about quarantine. I got a little hotel called Peppers with a balcony and just chilled on a balcony for 2 weeks. It was like, I think I needed the quarantine as much as Australia's immigration policy needed me to quarantine. Wow. It was a very nice thing.
You took it a lot better than Novak Djokovic's girlfriend.
I did see that. That was wild.
She was not happy. Now, of course, COVID has impacted, performances worldwide, and it's impacted musicians, which is kind of where you got the idea for your show Hotline, right?
Yeah, so the idea is, so Abando Man, for those who haven't seen the show before, it is a fully improvised show. So every single word in every song is based on audience members and their suggestions. And so the idea for this show is that every musician has been in lockdown, not touring. They've not had new life experiences. And so they FaceTime. There's kind of FaceTimes come up of, like, you know, Ed Sheeran, Bieber, Drake. People are calling in and they're asking the Adelaide crowds for just snippets of their lines so they can build it into their next album. So it's very collaborative, it's very silly, and kind of, you know, takes on board, I suppose, what the last year has been as well.
There are elements of improv in my daily life and my job, but it would absolutely terrify me if improv was the main thing that was going on, you know, just getting bits and pieces from the audience and doing something like creating a whole song. That is extraordinary. How did you come to be what you are today?
So I probably danced between writing and improvising in my early days, but I always really enjoyed the improv a lot more. I really liked watching improvisers. This great improviser in Ireland called Jason Byrne, who would just create whole shows. I saw him when I was 17 doing a 3-hour show, and it was just magical. So I think that was bubbling along. I was kind of improvising with musicians, and then I auditioned for a show that was being written through improv. It was a year and a half of touring in the UK. It was a hip hop musical with some quite big grime stars from the UK. Delroy Lindo, who's in, you know, Spike Lee's movies, was directing. It was this amazing show. And before we went on stage every night, we would all improvise and freestyle in a circle for maybe 45 minutes. And I loved it. The guy I shared a dressing room with, we played Connect Four. And we'd also we wouldn't battle each other. We'd compliment each other, but aggressively.
That's beautiful.
And so, yeah, it was really nice. So when I left that tour, all that stuff that I'd been doing anyways, that kind of solidified maybe what I was doing. It was something I was doing with like 9 other cast members. And so when I left that tour, I was like, cool, I'm going to try and make a show from, you know, from improv and see where it goes. And it's lovely. It's my favorite thing. The shows are never the same for audience members. I get to go in. Some nights you get magical stories. Last night became about quilting because a lady in the crowd loved to quilt. And so there were some absolute bangers about quilting and blankets. So you never quite know where the show's going to go.
Should we have a play now?
We can definitely. Listen, this is what I reckon. We should try a knockout. What I'm going to ask you is to give me maybe 2 or 3 things that you are hoping to do in the next few months. This is a year where everyone's making banana bread. Maybe it's to get a dragon tattoo. Maybe it's to write your musical about Jurassic Park. Whatever you like. Just make it as unusual as you'd like, but genuine little ambitions that maybe you've never had a chance to get around to in life in general.
Well, I moved into my house in the hills in October of not the last year, but the year before, and I still have done nothing with the garden. It's overwhelming.
No, what do you want to do?
I've got some succulents in pots that I think I should get through the garden. I mean, that's an easy thing to do, amazing, you would think, but it hasn't happened.
Yeah. But it takes time. It takes moments. Okay, so succulents in the garden. Let's go for 1 or 2 more.
What do I want to do? I want to make more of a habit of climbing mountains.
Rah, okay. Tell me why. What is it?
It's the only way that I can truly get fit because I have to trick myself into exercising because I don't really like it. But I like climbing mountains, especially with friends. It's such a nice feeling of accomplishment and you get to look at the beautiful surrounds once you get up there. My cardiovascular endurance is very low. And just doing it regularly, I think that's the tricky thing for me.
Okay, so regular mountain climbing. Is there one more that goes through your mind?
Yeah, something like that.
Is there one more that you can think of?
Maybe we've got some beautiful listeners on 5MU's essay today, and I'd love to connect with them more and get more of their voices on the airwaves into the future.
Be more connected with your listeners. This is absolutely beautiful. Hey, 5MU, let's go.
Oh no.
And we build this up.
Oh no.
We can drop this plenty.
Oh no.
It's a jam right there. Make some noise, yes, for Jenny. Gonna party every day. It's time for us to go celebrate. Let's party, hey, every day. Yep, it's your rave. First of all, we're doing this. Yep, we're beginning this. Jenny is looking for a bit of photosynthesis. After this, man, she's starting. Kick it outside, got the succulents. She could just plant the gardens. Ah, you know they're right there. She does adore that. You all know, next year she'll be the intraflora. My team, you know they're right there. She just be vibey. Bought the house in the hills October 2019. You know she's not prepared. Looking at the garden, man, she's seen it still bare. So she's like, Jenny, be cool, just chill. Leave your garden, then go dip into the hills. Yep, no doubt, and now we be going out, everybody on the mountain spree. Yep, you know up there, it's hard to know if you're having fun or doing bits of cardio. Hey, we doing this, never a disaster. Next year, doper at the cardiovascular. Yep, my friends, it's awful tense. She's feeling that she needs more of them audiences. If you're out there, hey, you know, meet Jenny at the radio. Yes, man, you can know. Listen, if you truly dope, honestly, just like rolling to the studio. My people, yes, man, please. It's the life that we need. It's Miss Jenny. Everybody out there, yep, if you're chilling, audience, see her when she go into the hills. And if you're out there and you got the powers, send her a bouquet of flowers straight right there, man. Yep, it's a party. People right there, yep, you know we're gonna start the.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the little rave.
Oh, no.
And we MC plenty.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise one time for Jenny. Party every day. My friends, you know it's your Adelaide rave.
Party every day.
Everybody in the place, make some noise, Adelaide.
Oh, that was great. Love it.
How does your brain do that?
It's very hopeful. It's trying to remember the word succulents.
It's tricky, isn't it? Oh, great stuff. A live performance improvised from Australia's or Adelaide's favourite Irish. Oh, come on, Australia. Yeah, Australia's favourite Irish rapper, Abando.
Why not?
Rob Broderick, we can catch your performance at Adelaide Fringe. Where and when?
In the Garden of Unearthly Delights at 6:30 every night, bar Saturdays when there are two shows, 5:45 and 10:15. And they are very different shows. The 10:15 one is rowdy. So please do come any night until I think it's the 21st of March.
Oh, fantastic. Right up until the end of the festival. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for your time today, Rob. It was a treat.
Thank you so much. Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Eddie.